Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Astro Unicorn number 37. Tonight we got some smoking tracks. We got some Dark Day, some Silky Slim from Baton Rouge, some Joan Carpenter, and some smoking hot Chicago house tracks. I hope you're gonna enjoy the show. We're gonna start with Dark Day, and the track is called Don't Bother.
Hope the fuck I don't show it. Niggas out front, lottering and looting. Let's recreate a drive-by shooting. More brothers in the car blocks away, waiting to spray. Shotgun, 19 or AK. They rolled through, took the line of niggas. It was nine, just like the fuck they figured. Go around the corner, come back real slow. Lights off, cars in neutral. Rolling at a snail's pace and creeping, hoping to catch all of them sleeping. Our so-called gangs, yours is set. Start busting the cap, and all the others jet. Three of them fall to their doom, pronounced dead at the scene due to gunshot wounds. Three dead because Compton is scandalous. Like to tell you, bro. brother. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Amen. Da-da-da. You are now witnessing signs of TV eyes and lazarus. Now we're gonna pass around the hat.
To 911 tells the dramatic story of a shooting.
Of course, Pierce is the central man accused of killing a Japanese exchange student.
He testified he and his friend, Yoshi Hattori, were looking for a pre-Halloween party.
A cold-blooded murderer is found not guilty in the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What is America coming to? Rodney Pierce is a cold-blooded killer took someone else's life into his own hands and destroyed a family's dreams. Yoshi Hattori was an exchange student from Japan who came to America to better his education, and he was destroyed by a prejudiced, redneck psycho. Rodney Pierce deserves to die as he have killed, for the Bible says, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If you shed the blood of another man, so shall it be that your blood be shedded. Rodney Pierce is a cold killer, and society in Baton Rouge has set a killer loose on the streets. What'll happen if someone makes a mistake and rang the same doorbell and acts the same way that Yoshi Hattori did? Will he kill again? Did anyone even stop to ask that question? A killer will always be a killer, because it takes something from deep within to take something that you cannot give back. Rodney Pierce is a true killer. Baton Rouge is really behind time, and I think it's time for America to wake up also and realize that these useless and unworthy killings will have to stop. For if not, there will be no one left. The only crime that Yoshi Hattori committed was having black hair, as a black man has, and he was mistaken for a black man and taken out of this world. My heart truly goes out to Yoshi Hattori and his family, for society in Baton Rouge is very, very messed up. A bunch of redneck prejudiced people has set a killer on the loose, mainly because it was a Japanese exchange student that was killed. For if it was me that was killed, he never would have been arrested in the first place. But I guess that's America, and it's cold. It's real cold. My heart goes out to Yoshi Hattori's father, his mother, and everyone else that's sharing his death with him. Peace.
Recorded call
to Rodney Pierce.
Tells the dramatic story of a shooting, and it's our top
that you and your guard
will
deal with this in later days.
He and his friend, Yoshi Hattori,
my personal feelings, I feel like your redneck president's ass should be put to death, motherfucker. guilty of being a redneck, paranoid, psychopath motherfucker. You have little, if any, respect for the rights of life of others. Grieve, motherfucker. You deserve to die also. Prejudice, son of a bitch.
Forrest Pierce, the sinful man accused of killing a Japanese exchange student,
testified he and his friend, Yoshi Hattori, were looking for a pre-Halloween party.
Recorded call to 911 tells the dramatic story of a shooting.
Forrest Pierce, the sinful man accused of killing a Japanese exchange student,
testified he and his friend, Yoshi Hattori, were looking for a pre-Halloween party.
Recorded call to 911 tells the dramatic story of a shooting.
Forrest Pierce, the sinful man accused of killing a Japanese exchange
student, testified he and his friend, Yoshi
Hattori,
testified he and his friend, Yoshi Hattori,
Forrest Pierce, the sinful man accused of killing a Japanese.
Recorded call to 911 tells the dramatic story of a shooting.
Forrest Pierce, the sinful man accused of killing a Japanese, testified he and his friend, Yoshi Hattori,
were looking for a pre-Halloween party.
Calypso, with a rather well-known Hebrew scholar, Dr. Sholem Stein, from the City College of New York. Dr. Stein has just returned from a trip throughout the Caribbean area, where he's been collecting the examples of Calypso you'll be hearing in the background. Dr. Stein, I understand that you feel that there one time seems to have been a very significant Hebraic influence in the calypso music of the West Indies. Is that true?
That's very true, Mr. Jacobs. You know the story of the wandering Jew, and we find the Hebraic characters on world history scattered all over, even in as faraway places as Nassau and the Bahamas.
Well, now you pointed out in the lyrics of this tune we're hearing now regarding tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yes.
We might listen to the words for a moment, and then you could comment on some of the content as you were doing earlier.
Yes, I would be glad to do that, Mr. Jacobs. Let me find these. I have it in my briefcase here. The tomatoes. Let's see now. Yes. Now, I will read it for you, if you don't mind if I read it for you. Way down south where bananas grow, ants are stepping on elephant toes. Elephant jumped with tears in his eyes. He said, "Why don't you mash someone your size?" Now, Mr. Jacobs, this seems like an innocent verse, but comparing it with the Mishnah, you are familiar with the Mishnah?
Well,
the Mishnah, one of the seven books of Moses.
Yes.
It is the third book. There's a similar thing that doesn't refer to bananas, of course. Bananas were unknown in Jerusalem Testament times, you know. Bananas. Plantains.
Well, what plantains. Is the symbol here, would you say?
Well, bananas, you see, and plantains is similar, football-like, more of a football-like in the cosmos, you see, the cosmos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are scientific authorities today who have shown us with unerring accuracy that the world is, the earth, that is,
balanced that way. Going on and on through the ages, you see.
Dr. Stein, I understand that one of your areas of secondary interest is in the field of political science.
Yes, political science.
On the boulevard, so my soul to the hood. I remember shooting niggas at McKinley High after the motherfucking game, and there is no lie. Niggas claim the wrong set, get a bullet to the chest. My name is Suki Slim, and I'm the very best. Been shot 9 times and never ever died, G. That's the reason why I know you can't fuck with me. Coming straight from hell, and I don't give a fuck. If you talk that shit, you just ran out of luck. Cause I'm a crazy ass nigga with my finger on the trigger. You talk that shit, make my nuts get bigger. And when I smoke your ass, I won't have no remorse. I'm Suki Slim, nigga, I'm the ladies' charge. Pimping bitches every day when I roll around away. Cause I'm crazy as fuck, and I love my AK. Every fucking day, it's a different thing. Young brothers getting left in the fucking rain. Sold my soul to the hood, nigga. I sold my soul to the hood, nigga. Full of that motherfucking water in his own, G. Suki Slim, so don't fuck with me. Cause I'm loped as the fuck and my brain is milk, nigga. So why can't I pull the trigger, nigga? Talking shit and I'll kill you quick. Suki Slim, the wrong nigga that your ass wanna fuck with. Rolling every day on the motherfucking datings, nigga. Talk shit, I have to pull the trigger. Cause I'm a loped out gangster, G. Might not be a cripple blood, but I'm still down, see. A real ass nigga growed up in the south. A young ass nigga with the goals in my mouth. Bald head ass nigga, never giving a fuck. Talking all that shit, now I'm up on my luck. 20 G's chillin' in the bank each day, while my bitch lay at home and take care of the kids, yeah. I sold my soul to the hood, nigga. I sold my soul to the hood, nigga.
Damn, who knows how soon it'll be for a nigga rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? So I just live every motherfucking day as it comes, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yo, mom, keep praying for a nigga, cause a nigga still out in this gangster life, you know what I'm saying? To all you niggas that's out there with that bullshit, raise up off that shit, nigga. It's 94, it's time to make money, nigga. Yeah, sold my soul to the hood, nigga. I'm out of here. Fuck it.
Another genius work of Suki Slim, I sold my soul to the hood from Baton Rouge. I'm gonna play some sweet house music now. I'm gonna start up with Little Louie Jupiter. Not well known acid track by him, but it's crazy. First some intermezzo music.
Thank you. from the Haiti, transmitting for the CBS Cybernetic Broadcasting System. It's Astro Unicorn Radio with your host, Matt.
All jackals scream. I'm Hercules, and I'll make you dance. Everybody clap their hands. Feel the house music. It's time to lose control. Let's go. I said, all you jackers scream. I'm Hercules, and I'll make you dance. Everybody clap your hands. Feel the music. That house music. Feel that body beat. Give me house. Everybody clap their hands. Everybody clap their hands. All you jackers scream. I'll make you dance. It's time to lose control. Shot. house music take its toll. Raise your hands in the air. Let all the jackers scream. And feel the music. That house music. Everybody clap their hands. Hercules will make you dance. Jack, you jackers.
Similar thing that doesn't refer to bananas, of course. A banana's world.
relation to this with the Bahama music, yes. Oh, yes, yes.
More music in general.
In general, more in general than specifically, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
matches, but that's how we like it. Next up, we got a nice surprise, a really, really classic track, often played in the DHEC electronic scene, and everybody always goes crazy. It's from Drewski from Chicago, originally released on Nightlife Records, and it's the ultimate classic, Strobe Lights, with the Boss DR660 drum machine. So simple, but so... I don't know what it is about this track, just listen to it. And I'm also gonna say bye, because this is the last track of the show. Have a nice week, and keep on listening to the CBS.